Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The national accolades certainly flowed in Monday for Trace Jackson Davis, and certainly warranted. You know, it had been a long time. November 15, 2021, the last time that a Hoosier basketball player had won Big Ten Player of the Week honors. It was Trace Jackson Davis. And after averaging 33 points, 12 rebounds, 4.5 assists, and 4 blocks in those two wins last week, Mike Woodson watched, not in amazement, but just an individual just going about doing what he does best and only getting better.
I think you're looking at a complete player, man. That you add his rebound and his ability to block shots, his assists, his ability to handle the ball and push it to initiate the break. I mean, there's nothing the guy can't do on the basketball floor. He's making his free throws. I mean, he's a beautiful player to watch, man, and he's done. I'm just glad he's on our ball club, put it that way.
And as a footnote to what Mike was talking about, in the last quarter century, TJD, the only D1 men's player to rack up at least 65 total points, 20 rebounds, 8 assists, and 9 blocks in a two-game stretch. Pacers on the radio from Gainbridge tonight. Mark Boyle in his pregame at 6:30 against the Bulls. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, you know, last week the number was 189. Well, this week, let's go with 18-1 for Terry Morin. Her sixth-ranked Hoosiers, best start to a season in program history. It came last night. It's sixth straight victory Monday night at the Chrysler Center in Ann Arbor as they beat 13th-ranked Michigan 92-83. You name it, Coach Terry liked it.
We knew that controlling the boards was going to be the number one key, and, you know, to out-rebound Michigan by 17, have 6 in double digits. Lily Meister, I thought, came in and did a great job when Matt got into foul trouble. And then just to see Saraskaya, you know, hit a bunch of shots and, you know, the way we know she can, you know, was big. I loved how we guarded. I thought for the most part we did a decent job. Turnover stayed low, which was terrific. 18 assists. Now, there's just not a lot to be disappointed about. I thought our kids followed the game plan, but you know, this group, I thought, did a fantastic job.
And with Iowa upsetting number 2-ranked Ohio State, its first loss of the year over in Columbus Monday night, we have us a 3-way tie at the top, 8-1, and Ohio State coming in here Thursday night at 8:30. I'd say that's a rather high profile, wouldn't you? Bulls Pacers tonight on the airwaves. Mark Boyle in his pregame at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.